Morning, everyone, and a big welcome back.
It's been a long week.
And I'm also well aware that today is Friday.
That can mean only one thing.
I'm going to make this day very memorable for you guys, all right? We're going to have some fun.
It's almost time.
It's almost showtime.
Sounds like a party.
It's time to party.
We are going
to
kick off this weekend
in 3, 2, 1.
Woo-hoo!
Launch.
It's showtime.
Live and local with Monica J on 92.3 FM and 99.1 FM Talk.
Thank you so much for being here on this Friday before the Labor Day weekend. And just to give you a heads up, the Monica J Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk will be live Monday from 10 to noon. Got all kinds of good stuff planned for you, especially talking to a group, and we'll be talking about the Washoe County School District and a new weapon in the hands of parents when it comes to NRSs that have been passed. Huh. I guess you do have control, parents. And we'll talk about that on Monday, so I hope you don't miss it. I know, you'll probably be out at the lake. But you know what? If you do, guess what? We've always got the podcasts. Or you can take us with you anywhere you want to go. Online, on air, we're here for you 24/7. Well, during my show, it's only 10 to noon. Hey, log on to 923fmtalk.com or 991fmtalk.com. Today's poll questions. Parents being encouraged to keep their kids home from school today or before September 10th? Do you agree with this tactic? It's all about money. It's about money. The Biden administration believes that they can work with the Taliban and trust them. Would you trust the Taliban? Where are my liberals out there? I guess even they agree. Because 100% of the poll this time around said hell no. People get it. We were in a war for 20 years, and all of a sudden, our enemy, our combatant enemy, is now our valued ally, who have teamed up now with, I'm sorry, I believe they are enemy of America, and that is the CCP, the Communist China, or the Chinese Communist Party. Poll questions brought to you by Nissan of Carson City, and we thank them so much for that. So I want to give you this, Mike, Chris, and to all of the others who have emailed me about missing Maricopa County's decisions. You didn't miss it. They haven't been released yet. But a lot of other information is coming out from Georgia. People who were, you know, because remember, ballot harvesting is illegal in Georgia. But people were still doing it. People have been caught. And that's the amazing thing when you enforce the law and you catch criminals. They sing like songbirds. And they are going tweet, tweet, tweet right now. But still, the major news is going to be coming out of Maricopa County, Arizona. Be patient. Timing is everything. So I received an email yesterday. Monica, I think you're misinformed about the Red Cross and their handling of the evacuation centers. You should call and get the director on. Yeah, see, here's the deal. When you talk to executive directors, CEOs of charitable organizations, supposedly charitable organizations, nonprofits, and you should learn the definitions between not-for-profit and nonprofits, They tell you everything is going great. They tell you that they've got plans in place. They've got everything set up. It's organized. But see, here's the deal. When you actually speak with the people who are going down and doing the volunteering, you get a much different story. And that is what I am giving you. I'm giving you the alternative to the corporate BS, to the deals made with the counties. Joining me right now is a very special guest because she was doing her part in the community and just wanted to volunteer. So let's listen to Marie's experience. Marie, thank you so much for calling into the program today. And I believe, yeah, there you are. Thank you, Marie.
I'm here.
So
turn my radio
yeah, turn
down?
Your radio down a little bit in the background because we do have a delay. But
okay.
I was speaking with Marie the other day, and she was telling me her story about how she wanted to help in the evacuation centers. Marie, what happened when you went down to volunteer, and where did you go to volunteer?
Okay, I went to Bougie Park here in Carson, and I talked with a Red Cross representative, and she told me that I could not volunteer to help because I needed to go through training, and I needed to get a background check. So I said, oh, okay, well, who's serving the food? And she said, well, and they were going to pull out. And she goes, well, that's Salvation Army. And I said, then I'll go over there and see if they want my help. So I did, and they were just glad that people were coming and offering. And you didn't have to go through a background check. It's just trying to do your part here in the community to help others. So I did go ahead and pass out lunch. And but while I was in there talking, a gentleman came in and said, what's going on? Red Cross is telling us that we have to leave and with our vehicles, otherwise we're going to be towed away. So the person in charge with the Salvation Army said, oh, no, you don't. And some of these people don't even have gas money to even get to Reno because they were making everyone from Tahoe go to Reno. So they were quite upset and now thinking that they have to leave or they're going to be towed away. So she ended up having to go send someone go behind the Red Cross and tell them they did not have to leave. Some of them were intense. Some of them had trailers or, you know, mobile homes, motor homes. And so they were relieved. But my problem is Red Cross is supposed to be helping everyone and not it's all political. You're trying to help the community, and they're going behind and causing chaos when these people are in need.
Yeah, it's not. So, you hit the nail on the head, Marie. It's not about actually helping the evacuees. It's about them being in control. It's about people adhering to their rules. And from what I understand, one of those rules in the background check is, have you been vaccinated? Now, we heard this issue before with the firefighters, that only firefighters that had been had gotten the shot were going to be sent to the fire lines.
This is ridiculous.
Yeah.
I mean, I just, it is I don't even have the words. Then
but I doesn't it open your eyes, Marie, to just the entire sense of the politics involved in these nonprofits? And, you know, this is not the first time
follow
the money. This is not the first time I've had these dealings with the Red Cross. That's why I only deal with the Salvation Army, whether it be my donations or whatnot. Uh-huh. And on top of that, I guess I'm wrong. I should backtrack that because I don't only deal with Salvation Army, you know, on that national level, but on the local level, Fish is getting it done. Friends and Service helping. They're feeding people. They're taking the clothes, the donations. Marie, go ahead.
With Fish, okay, when I was leaving Fuji Park, there was a couple that had just came from Fish, and Red Cross was unloading. And they had supplies and stuff. And Fish ended up telling them, get out of here. We don't want your stuff. Go find someone else. I went in after I heard that. Talked to Fish, and I said, what is going on? I said, are you taking donations? Because, you know, we were down at the Capitol building and collecting donations, and we needed to know whether Fish was going to pick up the donations or not, because they said they were going to have a truck and pick them up. Well, they said yes, and they didn't know why that person was turned away, because they are accepting any donations and all donations.
Because you know what? And I've talked to Jim Peckham, who's the leader there. And I tell you, they were probably not with Fish. They were probably with the Red Cross, because again, they want everybody pushed to Reno. And they want control of the situation, because they're the ones being paid to do it through the counties and the agreement and the contracts. Marie, thank you for calling and sharing your experience, because people don't believe that this goes on. And it does on a regular basis. So, Marie, not only thank you for calling 99.1 FM Talk, but thank you for volunteering and handing out food with the Salvation Army. That is greatly appreciated.
Thank you for having me.
This is not headline news. James McAvoy filmed an entire movie without having a script. Big deal. Vin Diesel has made 9 of those. They're called Fast and Furious. The next James Bond movie will finally come out in October. Not to say we've been waiting a long time, but his cool gadget in this movie is a Walkman. Debbie Gibson says she enjoys being a single middle-aged woman. Read more of what she has to say in this month's issue of Cat Fancy. In health news, a survey found that most Americans can't do 10 push-ups. However, a huge majority can do 10 crunches. If they're Nestle crunches. A McDonald's manager says Grimace is meant to be a giant taste bud, and he's purple due to a lack of circulation from diabetes. This is not headline news.
There is no need for you to speak unless I ask you a question.
FM Talk, radio, 99.1, KKFT. For Smith and Mason Valley, 92.3 FM Talk.
Boy, there's those socialist philosophies there. You don't get to speak unless you're asked a question. Well, he gets to speak. I don't have to ask him questions. It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. And I wouldn't be here if it wasn't for him, because he could do the show himself. It's Jerry Evans joining me right now. Hey, Jer.
Hey, there's no need for you to speak unless I ask you to, or thank me for that matter either.
Okay.
You know, you touched on something just before the break that I'll follow up on here in just a moment. But one thing that I wanted to do for those of you listening right now is let you know, got a good staff, and Phil is on call tomorrow should something happen with a fire, if anything break and whatnot. We've got staff. I've got my home studio set up now, so that if something happens over the weekend, you can tune in and we'll get you the information right away. whether it be and fortunately, I think the worst of it and the threat of the fire is waning. So one thing that I think may happen over the weekend is that they will allow people to start returning. I'm thinking of Kingsbury, the lakeside of Kingsbury, and that sort of thing. I think the warning for the foothill from Muller up to where was it up to? Or from Muller down to Centerville, that was still. So all of that stuff, all of that information, as it is released to us this weekend, we'll get it to you. Phil's going to come in and do weekend news if needed. I've got the home studio at home, so we'll get you updates. So no need to go away from the radio this weekend. We'll get you the updates as they become available. And I'm glad to see that things are kind of waning down. But one thing, Monica, if you think about this and picture a lot of people in the situation they're in right now, it's got to be terrible. I mean, I went to the Walmart right at the top of the hill off Jacks Valley Road up in that area yesterday. Several RVs there, and I think they weren't there just because they wanted to camp out at Walmart for the weekend. A lot of porta potties there. So a lot of stress going on right now.
And, well, and it's just getting worse, Jerry, because now we're getting reports that there are looters up there.
Oh, yeah.
And,
yeah.
You know, this is something that I hope our law enforcement, I mean, they're stretched thin as it is, but I hope law enforcement is actively searching for these guys and catching them. And if anybody has any reports, please call them in to us so we can help guide law enforcement as well.
I did see a picture, I think it was posted on the Nextdoor Neighbor website, that it was a couple of sheriffs standing in a neighborhood. So they are patrolling in Douglas County anyway, and hopefully in your area as well, to keep your home safe while you're stuck at wherever you're stuck. And anyway, a lot of people under stress with that. And, you know, as far as these people and controlling, helping people, that's one thing that really bothers me. Again, I'm not suggesting civil disobedience or something, but if you've got something you want to donate or something, I saw people in front of the Capitol grounds in Carson City. Some guys were hanging out there, and they were accepting donations, legit as far as I could tell.
Yes, so, that's one of my groups.
Okay, so take it to them. And they'll get it, and maybe they have enough, I shouldn't say it this way, I'm sure they have enough sense to just get it to the people. Don't take it to the Red Cross or whoever. And does anybody remember what happened during 9/11 and what the Red Cross did? Red Cross is a money-making franchise.
Yep.
A lot of people work there with good intentions, but they are a money-making franchise. So if you can go around them and get whatever you can do to help people in any way, shape, or form, do it that way as opposed to through a bureaucracy. I think it was there were several million dollars raised for the Red Cross after 9/11. And then I remember Bill O'Reilly. Anybody remember Bill O'Reilly, mm-hmm. the O'Reilly Factor? I remember him reporting on that. Everybody got a raise. They got new computers, new offices, et cetera, in the Red Cross. And I think it was something like 90% of the money was diverted directly to Red Cross and did not go to help those that needed help.
Yeah. That's why people need to learn the difference between nonprofits and not-for-profits. Our Patriots, Stand Tall Nevada and the other groups that are down at the Capitol, they were helping so far as people were actually driving up and saying, you know, hey, I'm an evacuee. They verified it. They looked at their license, their addresses, and people picked up stuff right there. But I encourage everybody, because we talked to Jim Peckham the other day, take it to Fish right there on Carson Street. It just, they know what to do with it. People know to go there, and it's just important to get it to the community that needs it.
And just a little bit of, before we get to the bottom of the hour break, a little bit of deep thoughts with Jerry. Has anybody got any background music? No, you know, we're all stressed, and we're angry, and it's, no, that's
no,
enough.
That's no.
We're basically, we're fed up. Yeah. And the one thing that you have to remember is that the, as I talked about this the other day, the so-called leaders, don't call them leaders, but they're deliberately stirring the pot to keep us bickering amongst ourselves. So if you can this weekend, try to just check out, tune out, except for to 99.1 or 92, except to our radio stations. That's how we make a living. And if you got you know, home power and running water, you're better off than the people that are on an asphalt parking lot in Walmart or at one of these centers. So just try to have just clear your mind over the weekend if you can. Help somebody if you can. Keep in mind that we'll have people on staff and we'll get you the information. And remember, if we're fighting each other, we don't have time to think and get our minds clear. It's they are the problem, not us. And they create these problems. Joe Biden's already talking about an infrastructure plan and whatnot, and the media is helping him forget that Afghanistan was just last week. So I wouldn't say dwell on that. I'd say, boy, the only thing we can do is an election that's coming up. And not be as stupid as we were last time. And that's my encouraging
thoughts.
We'll
see if we were actually stupid. Well, you know, I agree with you on that.
Taken. We allow them, and I've said this over and over again, when we start allowing TSA agents to fondle four-year-olds at the airport, we have basically become sheeple.
Yeah.
And we should not be putting up with it.
And 90-year-olds.
And stripping 90-year-old women in wheelchairs. The only thing that's really going to get us back to some safety, and this is where it's really going to be important, is for the next couple of years, based on these 100,000 who knows what they are that we're bringing into the country. And by the way, we're handing them a check for $1,250. From out of mine and your pocket, we probably will have more and more terrorism here until we get to the point of where racial profiling. We are stupid. We're putting ourselves at risk. Ourselves, our families, children.
No, the government's putting us at risk because they're the ones that are allowing this. And as you said, they're creating the problems. They're also creating the agencies to come in and supposedly fix the problems. And here's a good note to end on our conversation, Jerry. They caught a looter stealing a bike from an evacuated house, South Lake Tahoe. Arrested. The third arrest this week. So
gallows at noon tomorrow.
Or forced to ride that bike until they drop. All right, Jerry Evans, thank you so much for your insights and your moment with Jerry. You have a blessed holiday weekend, and get out and get some fresh air. Breathe deep, and remember, we are all in this together. So, it's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
Younger. Smarter. Better. FM Talk, KKFT. FM 99.1 is FM Talk. For Smith and Mason Valley, 92.3 FM Talk. KKFT.
Oh, you betcha, KKFT and KSVL. Hey, parents are being encouraged to keep their kids home from school today or before September 10th. Do you agree with this tactic? They want to put pressure on the school districts. They want to put pressure to let the districts know that they're not happy. Yes or no? Do you agree with this? 991fmtalk.com and 923fmtalk.com. I will get my webpage updated later on today to give you all the information that I've been talking about all week long. Videos and things for you to watch. Very important. We were doing some work on the webpage, so on the actual, not my page of, you know, things I put on there, but the actual technical issues that we have on the internet site. I do want to give you some great news, though. Grand jury has cleared, understand this, Sheriff Dan Coverly in the August 8th protests. So this is an awesome article coming out of the Record Courier. Kurt Hildebrand, if you would like to check this out today. Absolutely awesome. Crowd of about 1,000 people gathered. Observed conduct during the protest amounted to a few isolated violations of the law, most of which could not be prosecuted, because perpetrators could not be identified or incidents were not reported by the victims. But let me tell you, people out there shouting, speaking their mind. I found this very interesting that one of the grand jurors said in the report, expressions of the First Amendment may be seen as offensive, but offensive is not illegal. It was a divisive subject. People were passionate. And Sheriff Dan Coverly has been cleared. So glad that we can put that ugliness behind us now. I mean, the reason this all started, the woman that started all this, she doesn't even live here anymore. So good riddance. Oh, well. All right. Let's get back to the talk and text lines on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk and check in with a couple people for the show today. So right now, let's go to Mike. Mike's been holding the longest. Thank you, Mike. What's up? What are your thoughts today?
Well, my thoughts are on regarding the pickup and delivery and all of that stuff for the things downtown. We were the ones doing that. Lee Elliott, myself, and Dan all have been down there from Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday this week. But we're not going to do it today, and we're probably not going to do it through the weekend to give people a break. We're going to try to do it again on Monday around noontime so that, you know, the late sleepers can also participate, and that way gives us time to react to what the fire's doing, if in fact it's still going to need to be have anything down there.
Right.
But fish has been wonderful. We went over the first day on Tuesday, and we told them that we're going to be doing this for the next couple of days. And they said, well, we'll bring our truck down there at 4 o'clock. And we loaded that truck to the gills both days.
I don't believe that person at Fuji Park was with fish. I think that was somebody
I don't
just
believe
saying
so.
They were.
I don't believe it for a second. Because, yeah, they, you know, there's all kinds of people out there that make the world go around, and some are good, some are bad, you know.
Exactly.
But what the thing is that, you know, fish, the second day we said, you guys still need water? What do you need? Because we're going to be asking for it on the radio. And believe it or not, the response from the radio has been astounding. You know, we asked for hot dogs one day. We got a whole bunch of hot dogs. We asked for, you know, whatever we asked for, bam, it shows up. It's been unreal. Now, the fish was running near capacity on their water for a day or two, but they still took the water the next day. So, you know, we told them if there's anything that we're collecting that you don't want, we'll find other places to put it. And we did find a few other places that are reputable, like Calvary Church. And, we haven't investigated the Salvation Army, but we're going to be doing that through the weekend to make sure that, you know, make sure every place is serviced as best we can with the volunteers, because, you know, it's convenient. We set up a little drive-through down there downtown. The people love it. It's, you know, easy. And we've gotten monetary donations, and we've turned them over to fish and to the church. I mean, they're just loving it because they're doing the things for the community that the Red Cross is completely failing on. So, you know, we've taken in the last 3 days, almost $900 in cash.
That's absolutely awesome.
And distributed to these other agencies.
And all the tons of, you know, donations that were made as well. Mike, and Lee,
over 4,000 pounds of water.
You and Lee and Dan are just, you are the driving force of our community. And I thank you so much for taking time out of your life to be a part of this.
I think the community, because if it wasn't for them, we wouldn't be down there.
Yeah.
You know, our community is astounding. I mean, they're just wonderful people.
Yep. Absolutely. 100% agree with you, Mike. Of course, then again, being friends on Facebook, I always agree with you. You have a great day and keep doing what
you're
doing.
Thank you, Monica.
Thank you, Mike. All right, let's check in with Joel. Joel wants to talk about the fire. Joel, thank you for calling 99.1 FM Talk. What's your thoughts?
Hey, Monica. I was just calling to see if maybe you had any idea as to why the powers that be want Tahoe to burn.
I do. I know exactly why they want it to burn, but it's a bigger picture that, you know, I've been asked not to delve so far into, and, you know, I'll respect that in my grand world order scheme way. But if you just look at UN Agenda 2030, what they want to happen, people living out of the rural areas, into city centers, out of the forests, so they can be put back to natural resources. It's all in writing, Joel, and that's all you have to do is check out Agenda 2030.
Okay, yeah, the Sustainability Development Project. Well, the reason why I'm asking is because every time you see either one of Nevada's or California's governors speak about what a wonderful job they're doing fighting the Cal Fire, yeah. I'm pretty sure that you're aware of my aviation credentials.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, taking that into account, I can look at one website, fightradar24.com. You can see them lying live. All the aircraft that are flying in America today have to have this component on. It's called ADS-B, and the resources are not being allocated as they are saying that they are. They supposedly have 25 yeah. helicopters. Well, guess what? They're not flying today. And I actually live near this large body of water that's someplace nearby where the fire is at, where these helicopters can dip their little snorkels in and fill up and fly about 2 minutes to where the fire currently is. And they're not doing that. There is not any firefighting aircraft currently being employed or deployed in the Tahoe area at all right now. There's just one Air Force airplane that's flying at a very high altitude, and he's not doing anything other than my famous favorite thing that they say, monitoring.
Yep. Monkey Works got me addicted to this, and I can't stop looking at these sites. Joel, thank you so much for calling in to 99.1 and explaining this to people and letting them know what is really going on. This is why I don't like PIOs. You know, the personnel that are reading from the script, being told to say what they need to say to keep the public calm, to keep them informed, and it's usually misinformation and the news run with it rather than doing the fact-checking like you just explained to people. Joel, thank you. Stay safe and have a beautiful Labor Day weekend. Dr. Chris is on the line, but we're going to go to him after we take this quick break. And, you know, this is important for people to understand that this fire is affecting everybody.
Have a great Labor Day weekend where the only thing working should be your liver.
The talk of Northern Nevada. Speak out. 884-9910. FM News Talk 99.1.
And a woohoo to you too. It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk as we wrap up the show. Mart sent me this yesterday, and I've been meaning to get to it. Just wanted to let you know that Northern Nevada Dream Center in Carson City collects all the hotel items all year long. We make rescue bags for men, women, and children and hand them out on our food trucks and at our pantry, and I carry them even in my car to hand out. Our website is northernnevadadreamcenter.org. Mart, thank you so much for sending me that. I appreciate this. And I am so glad Dr. Chris is calling because I actually was thinking about you, Chris, when I read this, guidelines for overseas presumptive treatment of Strongyloidiasis, cystosomiasis, I can't pronounce these, soil-transmitted helminth infections for refugees resettling to the United States. This was put out in February of 2019, and gosh darn it, through the CDC, guess what they were prescribing for these things, Dr. Chris?
Ivermectin and hydroxychloroquine.
You betcha! All
I just
right
got a
there
call
in
from
writing.
How are you, Senator? Your voice is so strong.
I feel so good after my Regeneron treatment, and I just, you know, I just have to keep moving forward and keep going and sharing the information that good doctors like yourself give me with people who are so misinformed by the mass media and our health district, our health department.
Absolutely. We should do another meeting. You know, I have so much to talk about. I could talk for hours and you'll have to cut me off. But, you know, this is important as to where we're going and how to prepare for the future. And you're so good at that, teaching your listeners.
So one thing I want to ask you is all of this smoke, and we've only got about a minute here. This really is detrimental to all of us, from the Caldor fire, the stress. It's getting to everybody.
Absolutely. That's what I was going to call you about. I'm just trying to throw another fly in the ointment. A friend of mine lives on Caldor Street, and this fire began on July 4th. Supposedly he saw some homeless people living in the woods on that side of California. They started the fire. He reported to the California Department of Forestry. They did nothing. Multiple calls, they did nothing. And now look at the effects of what's happening. They're going to burn half of Tahoe. People are breathing all the poisons, like you just commented, and God knows what's in that smoke, you know?
Wow. We need those call sheets.
Let me see if I can get them for you, but I think the whole world needs to know this. And this
We need a FOIA request, and we need those call sheets that those calls were made, because that is huge, Chris, because I have heard nothing on how the Caldor fire started. And if it is because of homeless people that were reported to authorities, there's going to be hell to pay.
Yeah, but nobody hangs anymore. I mean, I got a list for people that should, but nobody seems to do anything. So maybe this will be the start. But let me see what I can get for you. But this is crimes against humanity.
Yeah.
This is the same thing with the vaccines and everything else. This is genocidal to me.
And just like Joel was saying when he called in, people are being lied to about the resources that are being used to fight this fire. So, Dr. Chris, you know, absolutely, we're going to have a play day on Monday. We're working Labor Day. So if you're not, you know, out doing anything, call in and we'll educate people even more, because it's just that important to get the real truth out, not the mainstream media mass hysteria.
And God bless you for what you do. You're just amazing. I just adore you. And this is your destiny to follow through on this.
Oh, you are so sweet to me. You are so good to me. Thank you, Dr. Chris. And you know what? You're so good to me. Thank you so much for being so supportive of the show and calling in with your reports and your requests of things for me to look into. I will always be here for you. I love you. You know I do. I get a lot of ridicule from the mainstream out there for what I do, but I'll take it. I'll take the slings and arrows. Mwah. Have a great weekend.